You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams.
The word meta comes from the Greek word meaning beyond. For me, it symbolizes that there is always more to build. There's always a next chapter to the story.
Facebook is rebranding. Mark Zuckerberg announced it's now going to be known as Meta. The move is meant to focus attention on the company's efforts to build a virtual world known as the metaverse, perhaps a welcome pivot for the company given all the attention on its main moneymaker, the social media platform people love to hate, especially in light of internal research leaked to the press that included revelations of Facebook's negative effects on the mental health of teenagers, democracies around the world, and the way people communicate with each other. Jeff Horowitz is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal who first reported the leaks. I asked him about the company's focus on the metaverse in light of everything else.
It's a strange thing for a company that I think we're all grappling with, sort of how significant its real-world impacts are and how suboptimal they have been, according to the company's own work. And at the same time, it's kind of just saying, peace out, we're going to go do something else now, which is a pretty remarkable thing. And I think it's just interesting where the company's attention lies.
Do you think this is more of a deflection strategy than a real thing?
No. They're really into this. They really are into the metaverse. And I mean, that's where all the resources have been going for years, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been, you know, shortages of engineers on integrity teams. There have been shortages of engineers in a whole bunch of places. There has not been a shortage of engineers in the metaverse. and, you know, they are really devoted to this. And I think this is something where Mark, I think, sees the company's work as visionary. So it's not a deflection, I don't think. It's where the company and Mark personally wishes to be spending his time.
It feels like such an onslaught where there's just a shocking Facebook story every single day for people who might be a little bit overwhelmed by this. What's been the biggest takeaway for you so far?
All of the things that everyone, you know, that we and I think everyone else has been writing about, these are all things that people kind of generally suspected of social media. We kind of knew that moderation systems weren't as everything they were billed as. We knew that the overseas issues were significant. We knew that there might be some problems with mental health. But I think seeing the specifics of it and seeing in particular how Facebook's own systems play into it, right? I think is really revelatory. Like these aren't things that sort of just have to be the case. This isn't just like a reflection of the outside world that we're just looking at because it's all available for us to see. This is a question of design, and the problems that Facebook has aren't inevitable. And I think that that's the thing that's really powerful about this is that one, that they quantified it, two, that they actually have found ways to significantly mitigate things that they haven't done.
Jeff Horowitz is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.